Embrace the fail, this way of life. These days, everybody's an expert. The world is filled with mentors and gurus. If you're looking for solid advice or guidance, it can be frustrating and overwhelming. With so many experts in the world, how are we supposed to figure out who to listen to and who is right? For years, I wondered what I needed to do to find my own success and happiness. What was it that I could actually do to ensure my own major success? I wondered, what was the best mindset, other than just saying positive, to get me through anything that life served me? Now I know. The difference between successful and unsuccessful people. The difference between successful and unsuccessful people is that successful people learn from their failures, while unsuccessful people do not. Unsuccessful people do anything to deny or avoid what can be painful reflection on their failures. In other words, successful people embrace the fail in their everyday lives. Most people who want to be successful but haven't yet made it are not consciously pursuing success, happiness, or fulfillment on a daily basis. They may think they are, but they are not. They're all over the place. Succeeding one minute and celebrating, and then failing, slipping, and falling apart the next. These people are more likely to experience the same failure over and over again. So what are these unsuccessful people doing wrong? They are not consciously living in their failure. They are not embracing the fail, and so do not learn. They hide from it, escape it, and do anything to protect themselves from feeling bad. I was this unsuccessful person for most of my 20s, which led to the biggest failure of my life, where I had worked hard and accumulated enough wealth to retire at the age of 31, to then fail in the next investment. No one else did this to me. I had to consciously change my way of living with success, or I would keep failing bigger and harder into the future. I know what made my 8 heroes in this book famously successful. It's not money, fame, or birthright. This process for success applies to all people, regardless of our stature, status, finances, or other circumstances. Success comes by sticking to a specific process of thinking, acting, and being. A successful life is one in which we consciously practice learning, evolving, and becoming better people, with success as our ultimate goal. These heroes are the people who have figured out how to embrace the fail, and some have become famous as a result. These heroes seem to fly through life's lessons, rise above the adversity, and soar to great heights. They are the people you hope to live up to, you aspire to be like, and you wonder how the hell they did it. Heroes are people who embrace the fail and have made it their life. They are the people who make happiness and success look effortless. Two types of failure. There are two types of failure: failure without trying and actual failure. The first type of failure comes from never trying out our ideas because you are afraid, or because you are waiting for the perfect time, perfect product, or perfect business model. This is the kind of failure you can never learn from, and such timidity will limit your success. The second type of failure comes from a bold and adventurous spirit that swallows fear and doubt and goes for it. If you fail on the way, your damaged reputation is greatly outweighed by your learning. You can use this knowledge to get closer to success in the next attempt. Hope to fail. Repeated failure will toughen your spirit and show you with absolute clarity how things must be done. It's actually a curse to have everything go right for you for your first attempt. If you succeed without trying too hard, you will fail to question and think that you have the golden touch. When you do inevitably fail, it will initially confuse you and demoralize you past the point of learning. In any case, to apprentice as an entrepreneur, you must act on your ideas as early as possible, exposing them to the public and a part of you even hoping that you'll fail. You have everything to gain. People who are already successful don't usually air their failures for all to see. Their struggles are on the way to success are often overlooked. The truth is, any person who is an innovator has to be resilient to failure and must be willing to learn from their mistakes. The best teachers are those who've lived it, felt it, and survived to find success after failure. If we can learn from the biggest failures of the leaders of our world, our learning will be far greater than anything picked up in a classroom. This is why I'm sharing the failings of these 8 personal heroes with you. All successful people have failed on some level before they succeeded. It was their determination and purpose from which they drew strength. Each and every one of the successful people in this book learned along the way they were stronger and more resilient than they initially believed. At times they felt alone, misunderstood, or undervalued. In reality, you are never really alone in your life experiences, including failure. There are billions of other people who have failed before you, and there are many more who will fail in your wake. If you are to succeed, it's important to look objectively and realistically at your strengths and weaknesses. Each of us is blessed with different talents, intellect, and capabilities. Similarly, naturally gifted people who have the ability to squander their talents by taking their gifts and abilities for granted and not using them for a great purpose. Those who work harder for their successes will generally be more determined to ensure the success is long-lived. Likewise, those who are successful in the world of business are usually those who have persisted and never lost sight of hope and dreams. Even when life gets tough, just as you should focus on what you can do rather than what you can't. Don't worry so much about your own lacking talents, abilities, or skills. Focus on your strengths. Steps to embrace the fail. To embrace the fail is a way of life, embodied in a mindset, in a daily conscious practice. If applied consistently, this will guarantee your success. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or defeated, just embrace the fail, and you will be sure to bounce. At the back of the book, I created a diagram of the bounce showing the actions you repeat in your path to a successful life. Live, try, fail, learn, and repeat. At this point, it probably seems too easy to be effective, or even, dare I say it, superficial. I have dug deeper to break the processes into daily steps. I have grouped daily actions under 3 themes of doing, learning, and changing your mindset. There are 2 types of people in the world. Doers turn their thoughts and desires into actions that progress, change towards their highest goals. Without action, good intentions and new ideas will always remain just concepts. The doers are the furnaces that generate power. Gunners are always saying they are going to get this or that, but they fail to action their desires and dreams. The gunners of the world don't follow the advice of just have a go. They are the puffs of hot air that never catch into flame and burn brightly. Are you a doer or a gunner? It is never too late to switch teams.